minute. Hey, Lillian, come touch this. Come. Stick your hand in here and see what you feel. What's in there? What you feel? Water. That's what, Lexi, feel. What do you feel? Yeah. Sam, you want to try? Feel. What do you feel? What's that? Yeah, that's water. Does it feel magic? Does it feel special? You know where we get this water? Out of the sink. Just the sink. It's not magic water. It's not from the Jordan River. It's not blessed by the Pope or some saint. This is just plain old water. It's the same water we use to wash our hands, to wash our clothes, and so forth. You know what the word baptize means? To wash. It just means to wash. It's just a Greek word, to wash. And so all what we realize when Jesus was baptized on the baptism of the Lord Sunday, which is this Sunday, is that Jesus came down to be with us and experienced water, just like we do. Jesus was a human being just like we were, who washed just like we do. Let's close with prayer. Lord God, we so thank you that you came for us in human form and that you experienced water with us. Lord, it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank y'all for coming up. Thank you, Samuel. That will pour. I've gotten some comments about my stole, and I thought I'd mention it because I don't wear it very often. I usually wear it around Christmas, and it's special to me because I got it in Bethlehem. And the symbolism of the stole is the towel that Jesus wore around his neck when he washed the disciples' feet. And I think this one just particularly kind of captures that feeling. Plus, it's special because I got it in Bethlehem. And that it fits in well with Baptism of the Lord Sunday, because what Jesus was doing, like I just told the children, was washing the feet. Some denominations actually wash feet every time they have baptism or the Lord's, or the, every time they have the Lord's Supper, because they see that as part of the sacrament. Washing is an important sign and symbol in Christianity, and we'll talk some more about that. After I read the scripture, which is the gospel lesson, Matthew 3, beginning with verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The word of the Lord. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. We have many expressions that involve water. Water is a big part of our lives. We drink water, we bathe in water, we cook with water. Water breaks when we're born. Water surrounds us. There's an expression, "Come on in, the water's fine." It reminds me of going to the swimming pool as a child and sticking my toe in the water and feeling how cold it was. That was a mistake because I knew it was cold and I didn't want to get in. I was reluctant to jump in and feel the shock of the cold water. Experience has taught me that the best approach is just to jump in and get it over with. Trusting my experience, I know that I will be okay and the water will be fine. There's also an expression, getting wet. To get wet is to get started. To get wet is to make a commitment to be part of the process. To get wet is to jump in with both feet and join in with others. To get wet is to give it a try. One more expression is wet behind the ears. Some years ago, Grady Parsons, the retired stated clerk of the PCUSA, came to Longview to teach an officer class at Camp Gilmont. He spoke to us of new Christians who'd just been baptized as being wet behind the ears. They were wet behind the ears from their baptism. Now, being wet behind the ears is being new to something. A baby who's newly born is still wet behind the ears. Many of us start our day with a shower and are wet behind the ears as we start our new day. Being wet behind the ears is also a beginning. Sometimes this expression is used to mean a novice who has no experience. But everyone has to face a beginning. Everyone is born. Everyone starts by getting wet. There's something inclusive about getting wet together. When you jump into a pool, you're part of a community of bathers who are in it all together. I can't help but think of going to the Holy Land and going to the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is a unique body of water where water flows in but only leaves by evaporation. The water that flows in brings minerals that never leave. Over time, the water has become very dense. And because of that density, people float with no special effort. There's something special in a group experience of all getting into the water together and experiencing the unique buoyancy of that water. Everyone is supported by the same water. Everyone is lifted by water, which for centuries has collected in this unique sea. Everyone is in it together. There's an expression, a rising tide lifts all ships, that kind of captures this truth. This baptism of Jesus in Scripture we read today has troubled scholars for centuries because of the image of baptism as a washing away of sins. Why did Jesus need to be baptized if he was sinless? Indeed, Matthew in his gospel puts that very objection in the mouth of John the Baptist, who exclaims, "I need to be baptized by you. Why do you come to me?" Jesus responds somewhat cryptically, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Now, we are inclined to think of the word righteousness as doing the right thing. The word righteousness in Hebrew Scripture generally refers to being in right relationship. The children of Israel were in a state of righteousness when they were in right relationship with God. This was in some ways related to doing right, but it's much more related to God's willingness to reconcile with people when He puts it, when He puts them back into right relationship with Him. By being baptized with us, Jesus is getting wet with us. By being baptized with us, Jesus is in the pool with us. By being baptized with us, we are all in it together, lifted by the same tide. I cannot help but think of the murky water of the Jordan River. To me, the fact that Jesus was willing to wade into the water, as the song goes, as murky as it was, is as symbolic as any cleansing symbolism. Yes, Jesus cleanses us of our unrighteousness. But Jesus does this by being willing to get wet in the murky waters of the Jordan River. Jesus reconciles us by willing to wade into the unclean lives of the people here and become part of our unclean world. When we are baptized, we acknowledge that we are part of this unclean world as well. We acknowledge our sin and our need for reconciliation with God. We acknowledge our need for God through Jesus Christ to become clean. We acknowledge that we are in this murky world together. In some churches today, the priest or pastor will walk down the aisle with a hyssop branch. He'll dip that branch into the water. He or she will dip that branch into the water and will wave it over the congregation, and drops of water will fall. And the priest or pastor will say, "Remember your baptism. Remember your baptism." The aromatic hyssop branch is believed to have cleansing ability. As the droplets from the hyssop branch fall and land on the people, as the congregation gets wet, the congregation is invited to remember their baptism. No matter where you were baptized, as an infant or as a child, you probably do not remember your baptism, literally. And that is not really what's meant by remembering your baptism. Remembering your baptism is more about remembering that we're all in it together and that Jesus jumped into the pool with us. It's also remembering that we're called to invite others into the pool. As Presbyterians, we emphasize God's action in baptism. We emphasize not so much our choice to be baptized as God's choosing us. Because we're baptized, we are recognized as chosen by God. When we remember our baptism, we remember that we belong to God who first loved us. Likewise, we are called to spread the good news of God's love. Jesus not only began his ministry with baptism, he also ended his ministry talking about baptism. In Matthew 28, 18 through 20, the last words recorded by Matthew is being said by Jesus. "And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And I remember, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age.'" End quote. Jesus tells us to remember our baptism and to baptize others as well. This is why we call baptism a sacrament. For Presbyterians, a sacrament is limited to those things which Jesus specifically told us to do. I just read, "Go ye therefore and baptize." Jesus told us to baptize. When we go to the table, Jesus said, "This do in remembrance of me." Those were the two things that Jesus specifically told us to do that we call sacraments. So when we go to the table, we hear Jesus telling us, "This do in remembrance of me." Likewise, we hear Jesus say in Matthew, we should baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When we are baptized, we're demonstrating our participation in the sacrament Jesus told us to do. When we baptize, we show in real, physical terms, using real water, what Jesus showed us by being baptized. We're in it together. We are to remember that Jesus came to earth for us and was willing to jump in with both feet. Jesus was willing to be part of our lives and live among us. Likewise, we're called to be part of the lives of those around us and share the good news that Jesus came for us and to make us right with God and right relationship with God. The symbolism of baptism is important, but it's also important that we act after baptism. We have begun as people wet behind the ears, but we do not stop there. We have jumped into the pool with Jesus, but we do not stay in one place. We seek new and better ways to make a difference in the world that God loves. We seek new and better ways to demonstrate God's kingdom on earth. My wife and I watched a television show that takes place in the 50s and 60s. And in one recent episode, the main character was walking by a swimming pool, and there was a group of synchronized swimmers practicing in the pool. That routine was reminiscent of the old Esther Williams movies of the 40s and 50s. It's entertaining and impressive seeing swimmers move together in a pool in perfect synchronicity. But that's not how real life works. When we swim together with Jesus as a church, each of us has our own routine, our own special gifts, our own purpose. Our work may not involve perfect harmony, but it does involve being in the same pool with Jesus. It involves us being lifted by the same tide. On this baptism of the Lord Sunday, we celebrate that Jesus jumped into this pool with us. We celebrate that Jesus is indeed Emmanuel, God with us. So why baptism? Are you in the water with Jesus? Come on in. The water's fine. Amen. Having heard the word of God read, sung, and proclaimed, we come to the table that Jesus set. This is not First Presbyterian Church's table or the Presbyterian Church USA's table. This is the table that Jesus set for all who seek Him. All who seek Jesus are welcome here. Let us pray. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and cup, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. In union with your church in heaven and on earth, we pray, O God, that you will fulfill your eternal purpose in us and in all the world. Keep us faithful in your service until Christ comes in final victory, and we shall feast with all your saints in the joy of your eternal realm. Great is the mystery of faith. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. On the night of his arrest, Jesus took bread, and after having blessed it, he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, broken for you. Take eat, do this in remembrance of me. The same way he took the cup. And he said, this cup is the cup of the new covenant sealed in my blood. As often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the saving life, death, and resurrection of Jesus until he comes again. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will the communion servers please come forward?
Broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you. Thanks be to God.
This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. Holy One, we have tasted your goodness and savored your bounty. You have quenched our thirst and filled us with good things. We pray that your life and love in us will overflow, filling the earth with your justice, joy, and peace. Now that we have been fed, may we be bread, feeding your hungry children. In Jesus' name, amen. Now please rise as you're able, and let's say what we believe using the words of the Nicene Creed printed in your bulletin. What do you believe?
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We acknowledge one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please remain standing as you're able and turn in the Glory to God hymnal to number 686, God of Our Life.
In all the
seated. There's only one Lord and God from whom all things come and for whom we live. Let us offer our lives, our tithes, and our gifts to the Lord. Would the ushers please come forward? Let us pray. We praise and thank you, Lord God, for the majesty of your work, the wisdom of your word, and the generosity of your grace. Let the gifts of our lives bear witness to your goodness and mercy, your faithfulness and justice, and your steadfast love for all. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. We approach God in prayer not as strangers, but as beloved children baptized in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. As children of God, we pray for the church. Empower your church to preach Christ's gospel to all people without prejudice or partiality, so that all may believe and receive your grace. Lord, in your mercy. As children of God, we pray for our communities. Let the message of your saving love in Christ spread out from this place in words of testimony and in acts of mercy, kindness, and healing. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
As children of God, we pray for the world.
Give justice to all who are oppressed. Help those who are weary and crushed by pain. For we long to see the new things you are doing. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As children of God, we pray for the earth. With your powerful voice, speak peace. Peace to the waters, peace to the wilderness, peace to the forest, peace to the flood. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
As children of God, we pray for loved ones. By your Spirit, embrace those who are suffering, especially those who feel no love this day. Let them know that they too are your children. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy One, as you are well pleased with Christ, help us to live in a way that will be pleasing to you. As you have called us to listen to Christ, help us to always heed his word and seek his will. These things we pray in the name of Jesus, your beloved child, our Savior and Lord. Above all, we give you thanks, O God, that nothing can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus, our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now please stand as you're able and turn in the glory to God. Hymnal to number 408. There's a sweet, sweet spirit.
It's a reminder to the elders that we have a quick session meeting right after worship up here in the front pew. Having heard the word of God to you through the Holy Spirit, I charge you to go out into the world in peace. Know that Jesus was willing to jump into this world, both feet into the water. Know that Jesus was willing to get wet for you. Therefore, go forth, remember your baptism, and be willing to get wet for the world. Pass the peace of Christ among you as you go. May the peace of Christ be with you. And now may the grace, mercy, peace, and power of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. Amen.